Hi, Matt. God has been putting on my heart to talk to you about generational curses and blessings. These are the spoken words and deeds that are passed down to us through generational lines in our families. They have impact in and over our lives in all areas, body, soul, mind, and spirit. The negative things bring a negative impact to our lives, but on the other hand, generational blessings bring a positive impact on our lives. The negative things become strongholds in our lives that keep us locked up and unable to walk in freedom and victory to be who God created us to be, but the blessings facilitate fruitfulness. I want to give you an example of a generational curse that we are seeing played out in the lives of my son Josh and his girlfriend Wendy right now. Wendy's parents are from Hong Kong and they are Chinese. They have been in Australia for 40 years and apparently most of the wider family lives in Australia too. Wendy's brother was one of Josh's groomsmen at his wedding and he met Wendy at a Christian camp at which they were all leaders. Josh has been previously married but he's been divorced for a few years now. He became friends with Wendy after his divorce. He was married only 18 months. But his first wife left him for a woman. Wendy had been working on the South Coast and she and Josh used to visit each other. Last year she applied for a job here in Narrabri and moved here about a year ago. Wendy's parents had never met Josh, but from the beginning they were opposed to him and actively tried to discourage and undermine their friendship and their relationship. They were and are quite manipulative in how they relate to Wendy. So she has spent a lot of time being uncertain about the relationship, not because she doesn't want to be with Josh, but because of the constant criticism and undermining. So in reality, the parents have been speaking curses over the relationship, as well as both Josh and Wendy individually. Wendy has not lived at home for about 4 or 5 years, so it would be easy to think that she should be able to make up her own mind and decide what's right, particularly as she's seeking God for his pathway for her. However, even though Wendy's parents are Christians, active in their own Chinese Christian church in Sydney, they make use of all kinds of cultural and supposed Christian ideas to back up their arguments about why Wendy should break up with Josh and return to Sydney to find an appropriate, wealthy Chinese partner. As we have talked and prayed with Wendy at her request, she's excused a lot of what her parents have said and done on the basis of cultural differences from their background to our Australian background. Wendy was born here and in every way considers herself Australian. When I was praying about all this one day, God brought to my mind the word necromancy, which is about interacting with dead ancestors. I got the impression that from somewhere in the background, this was impacting Wendy now. A few days ago, we found out that Wendy's grandmother on her mother's side was Buddhist. I had thought all her family were Christians, but a number of her mother's brothers and sisters are also Buddhist. What God had been showing to me about necromancy made sense, because in Buddhism, interacting with ancestors and keeping shrines is part of the deal, along with the worship of idols. It became very clear that what was impacting Wendy and Josh was coming from a generational religious spirit of Buddhism, bringing a curse against them by the parents who are basically being used by the enemy through the background ties to Buddhism in the family. Wendy has also said that her parents did not always demonstrate the best relationship, so that also would be being aggravated by the same spirit. Now that the truth of what is behind the undermining behaviour of Wendy's parents has been revealed, it is clear while this is happening, no relationship Wendy has or will have is going to succeed. No amount of her trying to please her parents is going to work because the real issue is the spirit of Buddhism trying to undermine her Christian beliefs. Wendy has not had any teaching of the reality of this spiritual battle, so we are praying that God will give her revelation and understanding, for it is the only way she will be free to be who God called her to be and for a Christian relationship to succeed. And that's the whole point about generational curses. They exist to become strongholds against God's kingdom. For years, the Christian church in general has lost sight of the spiritual battle that exists to undermine God's people. So the struggles of life can be easily dismissed in a multitude of ways without realizing there is power in the Holy Spirit to bring freedom, if only we knew what we were really fighting against. Just as I was thinking about writing this yesterday, Simon dropped by, and as we were talking about the recent events with his worker, Matt, he said that alcoholism was affecting Matt, and it came from a generational spirit via his grandfather, who was a violent alcoholic. His dad was a Christian, but there was still the family line of alcoholism. It reinforced to me that understanding this stuff is the key to getting victory over the strongholds that so much keep us imprisoned and we feel like we just can't get free of. I was talking to you recently about the picture of the hole with the steps that God said it was time to come out of, and that the steps were the way out, and that each step up was a breakthrough to victory. I believe that the more you grow an understanding of how all this spiritual stuff works, the more you will walk up those steps in breakthrough after breakthrough. Nothing is impossible for God, and Jesus' death and resurrection has given victory over the evil one and his ways of death and destruction. I believe that the things you need to get sorted, whether they are finances, the need for a resolution of the way forward for a vehicle for you, new accommodation, the ongoing addictions that are hard to get free of, and even past and potential relationships are all tangled up in the need to get free from the spiritual battle that rages against you to keep you from growing in faith. God has won that victory for you. You don't have to put up with its deception. Bit by bit and layer by layer, as the roots of the strongholds of any kind, but also including any generational curses, are revealed, you can and will be set entirely free to become all God has destined for you. These strongholds, deceptions, and curses are tools of the enemy. Once they have been exposed, their power is lost because their strength comes from being hidden. Let's keep praying and asking God for the way up those stairs of breakthrough.